Welcome to Birch Lane, where you can find a fresh take on classic furniture and decor. Every piece is handpicked and crafted to last for years to come. At Birch Lane, you can explore everything from outdoor sets to living room furniture and everything in between. And get fast, free shipping. It's classic style for joyful living. Shop now at birchlane.com.
Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowestpriceguarantee.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
We want to find out a little more about some of our favourite albums, to explore the stories and the meaning behind them. What do the band really think of each other? Where do the inspiration for the songs come from? The head tour guide at the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience, Alan Buckley, is back with me in studio today to talk us through the Beach Boys album Pet Sounds. How are you doing?
I am doing very well. And considering the weather we're having, I suppose maybe the Beach Boys isn't a terrible choice this particular week, and long may it continue.
Where does Pet Sounds rank for you compared to, we were obviously talking about Rumours last week?
So it's an interesting, I was about to say it's an interesting choice, if I do say so myself, but it's an interesting choice because it's similar in some ways in terms of its impact, but it's a complete departure for the actual band themselves. And unlike Rumours, it wasn't critically well received. I mean, it did okay, but nothing like the impact critically that Rumours had. Interestingly, it is similar to Rumours, the band's 11th studio album.
Right.
But unlike Fleetwood Mac, they had gone through lineup changes. The Beach Boys were like 10 albums in 5 years. They were under a record contract. They had to get the hits out. It was all about surfing. It was all about the beach. It was all about cars. And quite simply, Brian Wilson, and we can't talk about the Beach Boys without Brian Wilson, because Brian Wilson is the Beach Boys in terms of their main driving creative force. He had become fatigued by that. He had personal issues. He had drug issues. But as a genuine musical genius, and we don't use that term too lightly, he'd gotten himself into a place where he was like, I need to take this in a completely different direction.
And that's where Pet Sounds came from.
Completely, yeah.
When was it released?
It was released, it took almost a year to record. So between 1960, sort of July 1965, and they finished it in April 1966. It was released shortly after that in 1966. But
it was,
when we talk about the Beach Boys, it was something so different. And Brian Wilson actually wanted it to be a solo album initially, but because of the lack of excitement around the Beach Boys not being the Beach Boys, they didn't quite hit the zeitgeist in the way that Brian hoped they would at the time.
But we want to chat a little bit about some of the, this was the songs that people will know from Pet Sounds. Tell us about the making of.
So this is, you know, this is their most streamed song ever. It is undeniably Beach Boys, and yet it does actually mark a specific departure, because at this point of Brian Wilson's career, he had become hugely enamoured and influenced with a very controversial man, but Phil Spector's Wall of Sound. So the instrumentation in this piece features everything from drums, timpani, glockenspiel, trumpets, saxophones, accordions, guitars, pianos, upright bass, and it is so complicated musically that you almost forget you're listening to what could reasonably just be described as kind of a very pleasant summer anthem. But what we're really talking about here, and I'd say this with my own limited, musical ear, but what I would say is I don't think Brian Wilson is going to be remembered as one of the great lyricists, but the musicality involved in this
and wouldn't it be nice,
is the work of an amazing genius. A genius, a trouble genius, absolutely. But
so this was the most streamed song, probably most recognizable from Pet Sounds. How well did it do?
It charted respectably. It eventually climbed to number 8 in the American charts.
All?
But no, there were no big hits really from this album that shook the world. I will make the point, it did do better in the UK.
Yeah.
The album did peak at number 2 in the UK,
okay,
and number 10 in the US. So for a Beach Boy album, that was a pretty disappointing result at the time.
What about the making of?
That is Caroline No, which was actually the first song released from the album. Brian himself describes it as one of his favourite songs. He did get help with the lyrics from a guy called Tony Asher, who had actually previously been employed writing jingles for adverts on the radio. But Brian was so enamoured with his musical sense that he actually hired him to be his songwriting partner. And this was not the first song they wrote together, but the first song they put out. And this was where Brian, talking about something quite deeply personal, about lost love and
yeah,
how things can never be the same other than that first meeting, that first magical piece of romance, and that it didn't last and it becomes something difficult. It's he describes it as a real tearjerker, and I don't think there's any argument about that.
Mm.
But technically speaking, it was released as a single by Brian Wilson,
okay,
initially, but was included in the album because the record company felt that if it was Beach Boys, there might be greater commercial success. So he was a bit disappointed,
yeah,
with it. You know.
What about this one? And after all I promised
you so faithfully. That is You Still Believe in Me. And again, similar kind of theme in some way to Caroline No, definitely about lost love. But what we can really hear here is the Beach Boys sound again,
yeah,
with those beautiful harmonies.
The instrumental input.
Exactly, yeah. There's 12-string electric guitars, there's timpani, there's finger cymbals, but what you really hear is that Beach Boys sound. And this was actually the first song that he wrote with Tony Asher and the first one they recorded for the album.
How, like, with all of the, if you want to say, odd or different instruments used throughout Pet Sounds, the album, how transformative was that?
This is regarded as the first concept album, but we have to mention the Beatles. So there was a little bit of a behind the scenes, I won't say competition, but when the Beatles released Rubber Soul, Brian Wilson said, I'm going to do that, but I'm going to do it better, which was the whole inspiration behind,
yeah,
this album. And then this album inspired the Beatles to write Sgt. Pepper's, because there was a bit of to-ing and fro-ing. But what it was a complete new sound. And I think people weren't really ready for it.
Well, a lot of our listeners, Alan, getting in touch here in WhatsApp today to tell me we cannot talk about the Beach Boys album Pet Sounds and not talk about this. The world has shown nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
I am in complete agreement with your listeners, because this was the one wanted to get to. It is my favourite Beach Boys song. It's called God Only Knows, of course. And dare I say, the first song to feature plastic orange juice cups as part of the instrumental lineup. But if you listen to the song, and particularly that opening, there really isn't anything that had ever sounded like this. I mean, at the very start, we hear sleigh bells. Now, we've heard sleigh bells,
yeah,
but
yeah,
it's at a different time of year and it's specifically type of song. This was, for me, Brian really taking the reins off and just allowing himself ease into his genius.
And yet, wouldn't it be nice, still the most streamed song compared to this?
Most streamed song. And again, you know, maybe these are all matters of taste, of course. But what I will say is that God Only Knows from, and this is the song where I would say, I have to take a step back and go, I don't understand. I've seen interviews with Brian Wilson about talking about his,
yeah,
process, but he was the first real band leader, and we can call him that, to use the studio as an instrument in itself. So he was actually, he had a keen understanding of the equipment, of how music was recorded. So he actually used the studio equipment as kind of as an instrument in itself. And that was the first time that had happened.
Yeah, Alan, obviously, we are delighted to have you back in with us again. Really appreciate your time to take us through the making of the Beach Boys album, Pet Sounds. You'll be back with another The Making Of album for us next. What day is today? Thursday afternoon, I should say.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Welcome to Birch Lane, where you can find a fresh take on classic furniture and decor. Every piece is handpicked and crafted to last for years to come. At Birch Lane, you can explore everything from outdoor sets to living room furniture and everything in between. And get fast, free shipping. It's classic style for joyful living. Shop now at birchlane.com.